This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Today the whole world is going through some kind of stress and in such a situation, yoga gives us direction to peace."
आज पूरी दुनिया किसी न किसी तनाव से गुजर रही है. कितने ही क्षेत्रों में अशांति और अस्थिरता बढ़ रही है. ऐसे में योग से हमें शांति की दिशा मिलती है.
Leading the celebrations on 11th International Yoga Day from Visakhapatnam, the Prime Minister said that for the 11th time, the world is coming together on June 21 to practice yoga, highlighting how yoga has beautifully united people across the globe. Reminiscing about the journey to recognizing the day internationally, the Prime Minister said, "The day when India proposed in the United Nations that 21st June be recognized as International Yoga Day, and then in the shortest possible time, 175 countries of the world stood with our proposal." He added that it is a collective effort of the world for the welfare of humanity.
Yoga sirf personal practice na rahe, balki global partnership ka madhyam bane. जहां हर देश हर समाज योग को जीवन शैली और लोक नीति का हिस्सा बनाए. जहां हम मिलकर एक शांत संतुलित और सस्टेनेबल विश्व को गति दे. जहां योग विश्व को टकराव से सहयोग और तनाव से समाधान की ओर ले जाए.
Prime Minister Modi said the theme of this year's day, Yoga for One Earth, One Health, reminds that how the world comes together to secure a happy and healthy future for present and future generations. The 11th International Yoga Day was grandly celebrated along the scenic coast of Visakhapatnam, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the event. He was joined by Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and other dignitaries. Around 2.72 lakh people took part in the event, which included a flypast by the Eastern Naval Command and a 45-minute yoga session. A special evacuation flight from Ashgabat, Turkmenistan, landed in New Delhi in the wee hours today, bringing Indians from Iran home. With this, so far 517 Indian nationals from Iran have returned home under Operation Sindhu. Last night, a flight carrying 290 Indian nationals also arrived in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that Operation Sindoor was a powerful message to terrorists and their patrons that New India will no longer be a victim of terrorism, but respond with strength and strategy. Interacting with soldiers at Northern Command at Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir yesterday, the Defence Minister commended the precision, coordination and courage of the armed forces and intelligence agencies in destroying terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and POK. He asserted that India's change in policy towards terrorism is a result of this unmatched valour and dedication.
जिस तरह से हमारी आर्म्ड फोर्सेस और खुफिया तंत्र ने मिलकर सीमा पार स्थित आतंकियों के अड्डों को तबाह किया है, उसने सिर्फ आतंकियों को नहीं बल्कि उनके सरपरस्तों को भी यह संदेश दे दिया है, यह नया भारत है जो आतंक के किसी भी स्वरूप का जोरदार प्रतिकार करेगा, किसी भी सीमा तक जाकर प्रतिकार करेगा.
Iran has said that it would not discuss the future of its nuclear program while under attack by Israel. Iran made this remark yesterday after foreign ministers from France, Britain, Germany and the European Union met their Iranian counterpart in Geneva for nuclear talks. India's javelin star Neeraj Chopra won the Paris Diamond League title with a strong first throw of 88.16 metres. Germany's Julian Weber finished second with 87.88 metre throw. Luis Marcio da Silva of Brazil finished third with a new South American record of 86.62 metres. In Test cricket, India were 359 for 3 at stumps on the opening day of first match of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Headingley in Leeds. Captain Shubman Gill and vice-captain Rishabh Pant will carry forward Indian innings on day 2 this afternoon. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, eastern Uttar Pradesh and in the northeastern parts of the country today. Heavy rainfall is expected in sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Himachal Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.